Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to NCC Limited Q2 FY24 results conference call hosted by JM Financial. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ashish Shah. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Ashish Shah.
Yeah, thank you, Malcolm. On behalf of JM Financial, I welcome everybody to the second quarter financial year 2024 earnings conference call of NCC Limited. We have from the management today Shri R.S. Raju, Director of Projects, Shri Sanjay Pusarla, Executive Vice President, Finance and Accounts, and Shri Neeraj Sharma, Head Strategy and Investor Relations. So I hand over the call to the management now for the opening remarks, after which we can have the Q&A. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Ashish Shah. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. A warm welcome to all of you into the Q2 FY24 investors conference call of NCC Limited. First of all, we are thankful to JM Financial Services for organizing this con call. The presentation containing the performance of six months and Q2 FY24 was uploaded on the stock exchange and in our website at around 11 P.M. yesterday. Now I will take you through the key highlights of the second quarter and six months. Thereafter, we will take you to the question and answer session. Disclaimer: before my briefing on the Q2, the usual disclaimer of the presentation that we have uploaded on the stock exchange and our website yesterday, including the discussion that we will have in this call, contains or may contain certain forward-looking statements relating to NCC business prospects and profitability, which are subject to several risks and uncertainties, and actual results may materially differ from those in such forward-looking statements. Now, about the Indian economy or infra construction, that I don't want to touch on that one because to keep more time for the question and answers. If any questions on that one, we will answer it appropriate time. Now, before going to the operating performance, I would like to brief on the key matters taking place in second quarter, which were participated in this second quarter finances. The first one is Sempra Arbitration Award. In this quarter, this arbitration award is received in September 2023. All of you know that this arbitration award process took more than five years' time, and the award was not in line as expected by NCC. NCC noticed that some of the claims not properly addressed by the arbitration tribunal as such. The matter referred to outside legal firm to identify the grounds, if any, available to ascertain further legal proceedings. However, a matter of prudent accounting principles, NCC has given effect for the difference amount of rupees 351 crores in books of accounts. After adjusting the existing provisions of rupees 57 crores, there is an impact on P&L by rupees 351 crores. But cash flow concerns, there would not be any cash outflow. There would be a cash inflow of rupees 198 crores. In fact, this award is given as 198 crores payable to NCC by Sembcorp. So as a result, there would be a cash inflow would be there in the coming months. But at the same time, in the same quarter, we have received a positive settlement agreement with NHAI for one of the road projects for rupees 152 crores, which is given effect in the results of the Q2, and this transaction has a positive impact in the P&L account. But both the claims together impacted revenue by rupees 199 crores and PAT by 149 crores. Because of this impact at PAT level of 149 crores, a significant amount, all the margins gross profit margin, EBITDA margin, and net profit margin, all the margins deviated from that of the normal course. And going to the other big aspects taking place in the second quarter, NCC secured there are four major orders. One tunneling project and three electrical smart meter projects totaling to ₹11,293 crores, which would further fuel the growth of the company going forward. And SPVs, out of these four projects, we require to create special purpose vehicles for three projects. For two smart meter projects and one for tunneling projects. So we have incorporated SPVs as per the terms of the contract, and the further proceedings including finance closure are in good progress. NCC Vizag Urban, we have received ₹20 crores out of 50 crores September 23 installment from GRPL towards sale consideration of NCC Vizag Urban. The balance ₹30 crores they promised to pay before 15th November 23. The balance to installment December 23 and March 24 they issued to pay within due date. As far as guidance is concerned, we have given 20% growth guidance for top line for the year 23-24. In the first half year, we have exceeded the guidance to whatever the target basing on the guidance of 20% we internally stipulated for 6 months, exceeded this by 5%, and the management is confident to achieve the guidance given for the fiscal year 23-24. So then we go to the order book. As far as the order book is concerned, the company secured good amount of orders in ₹12,289 crores in Q2. A growth of 362% over corresponding quarter of the previous year. The major orders received in this quarter are given in the presentation uploaded in the website. Among them, four are big orders. One is Thane Metro project, that is tunneling project. Two from Maharashtra State Electricity Distribution Company Limited, and one from Bihar Distribution Company Limited, and another one is another tunneling project, as I said. Now the order book as of 30 September 23 stands at 61,796 crores, highest ever order book. This 61,700 crores is after eliminating the O&M part of those four orders, about ₹2,600 crores. These three orders electro smart meters projects given for a duration of 10 years. And out of 10 years, first 2 to 3 years primarily, execution, erection of these smart meters and completion of the project, what is scope would be happened. But balance 7 years, the contractor requires to kind of operate, maintain and hand over the asset to the client. So what we done here is in the order book, the first 3 years, whatever revenue comes, that to that extent we include in the order book, and the current 7 years mainly of operation maintenance that we kept aside. Only we take that part when the fourth year comes into the start of that O&M period. Our order book is well diversified and spread across various states. Right now we have 28% of orders from UP, where both UP and central government given priorities for the Jal Jeevan projects and with adequate fund allocation. So far the payments are good, as a result the progress of those projects going well. Now come to the NCCL Q2 operating performance. First of all, I will brief the numbers relating to the standalone Q2. In this quarter, the company performed well in measures of the performance parameters. On standalone basis, the company reported a revenue of rupees 4,023 crores against 2,090 crores year on year, a growth of 45% on year on year basis. The revenue primarily driven by buildings and electrical divisions, which in turn good progress achieved in the UP Jal Jeevan Mission projects. The gross profit reported as rupees 503 crores against 483 crores, a growth of 4%. The company has posted an EBITDA of rupees 279 crores against 289 crores. In terms of percentage, the EBITDA reported as 6.5% against 9.61% of the corresponding quarter of previous year. The PAT reported as rupees 69 crores against 122 crores. So here you might have observed about the decline in the profit margins, which primarily, as I said, we have given an impact of one positive claim and one negative claim together impacted the margins by 149 crores. Now, I would like to just inform how the margins, when we exclude these two non-routine items. So in this quarter, non-routine items were accounted, that is MCORP arbitration award, an adverse impact of rupees 51 crores, and a favorable claim from road project, rupees 102 crores. The net impact of these two items, rupees 109 crores, impacted at revenue level and gross profit margin level, EBITDA level, and at net profit level, it is affected 149 crores. Once we exclude this negative impact of rupees 1.10 crores, the net profit works out to rupees 218 crores for the second quarter, as against 122 crores reported in the corresponding quarter previous year, showing a growth of 79% over corresponding quarter. So this type of adjustments and impacts are also there on the Q2 of consolidated results. And also this impact is around the 6 months results of both standalone and consolidation. So in this quarter, the other income reported as rupees 27.7 crores as against rupees 31 crores of the corresponding quarter of the previous year. This is about second quarter. Now I move to the 6 months standalone operating results. On standalone basis, the company reported a revenue of rupees 8,121 crores against 5,908 crores, a growth of 36% year on year. The revenue increased primarily due to more revenue from buildings division, which in turn due to good progress in UP Jal Jeevan Mission projects. The gross profit reported as rupees 1,091 crores against 948 crores, a growth of 15%. The gross profit margin in 6 months is 13.44% against 15.90%. The company has posted an EBITDA of 659 crores against 570 crores, registering a growth of 16%. The EBITDA margins reported as 8.12% against 9.56% of the corresponding period of previous year. PAT reported as rupees 231 crores against 242 crores. Now I move to the consolidated finances Q2. This quarter reported turnover of rupees 4,720 crores as against 3,320 crores, achieved a growth of 40% over corresponding quarter of previous year. The gross profit reported as rupees 539 crores against 518 crores, a growth of 4.10%. The GPM reported 11.4% against 15.20%. The EBITDA reported rupees 304 crores against 310 crores, a negative growth of 2%. The PAT reported as rupees 86 crores against 138 crores, a decline by about 37% over the corresponding quarter of previous year. The 6 months consolidated results, this quarter reported turnover of 9,100 crores against 6,695 crores, achieved a growth of 36% over corresponding period of previous year. The gross profit reported as rupees 1165 crores as against 2018 crores, a growth of 14%. The EBITDA reported 713 crores against 618 crores, a growth of 15%. the PAT reported 271 crores against 275 crores, a decline of 1.5% on year-on-year basis. Just I will brief about the group companies, individual companies' performance. All of you know that we have only at this minute three companies which are reporting the revenues. The one is Pachwara Coal Mining Private Limited, which is doing the mining project. Another was NCC Urban, doing the real estate business. And the third one is Parai Bhaganpur, a road annuity project. In the group companies, PCM has reported turnover of rupees 338 crores as against 280 crores in the corresponding quarter of previous year. NCC Urban has reported a turnover of rupees 95 crores as against 82 crores in corresponding quarter previous year. The total group companies together reported a turnover in this quarter as rupees 435 crores against 368 crores, a growth of 18% on year-on-year basis. This increase is mainly driven by mining project being executed by the PCMPL. The group companies performance in 6 months. The first 6 months period, the group companies reported 804 crores as against 645 crores on year-on-year basis. NCC Urban has reported a turnover of rupees 169 crores as against 170 crores. The total group companies reported turnover in these 6 months as rupees 975 crores as against 730 crores, a growth of 33.56% year-on-year basis. As far as cash flows are concerned, the cash flows generated in the operating activities is rupees 159.54 crores against 53.20 crores. This is one of the best quarters reported a significant amount of cash inflows from the operating activities. Despite the expansion taking place at the projects and despite a 40% increase in the volume of operations at project level, the net cash flows used in the investing activities rupees 79 crores against 53 crores. Similarly, the net cash flows used in financial activities rupees 135 crores against a trial of rupees 50 crores in the corresponding quarter of the previous year. So balance sheet. Now moving on to balance sheet. First one is the capex increase in this quarter by rupees 43 crores. The company not spent any big amounts on capex in the second quarter. In first 6 months period, the capex is rupees 90 crores. Inventories increased by rupees 99 crores from the previous quarter, which in line with the increased volume of construction activities. In the first 6 months period, inventories increased by rupees 268 crores. As a percentage, there is no big increase in the inventories comparing to the kind of progress what the products are doing. Trade receivables. The trade receivables increased only by rupees 61 crores as against 43% growth in turnover. So which reflects an improved collections from the clients. In the 6 months period, the trade receivables increased only by rupees 179 crores as against 36% growth in turnover. The trade receivable days significantly come down to 70 days, almost it is the lowest in the last 7-8 years. The unbilled revenue stands at 3,646 crores as against 3,679 crores. There is a slight decline despite increase in construction activities. There is a decline in unbilled revenue from the previous quarter. Overall, there is a decline in unbilled revenue from a peak level of 24% to 22%. Now, coming to the working capital, there is a phenomenal improvement happened in working capital in the current 6 months period of the year. The working capital is increased by about 11% as against 39% growth in the turnover. You know that there is a big order book and the company needs to ramp up the progress. But despite all these things, the working capital increase happened only 11%. The working capital as a percentage of turnover recorded as 26%, as against a peak of 55% in financial year 21. Earlier, it is almost touched 50% of the turnover of the working capital level. Now it has come down to 26%. In working capital, similarly working capital days, a lot of improvement has happened. It reported a decline from 194 days in financial year 21 to 89 days this FY half year 24, first half year. This is the ever lowest in the last 5 years period. Coming to the liability side, the debt is increased from rupees 1,306 crores from first quarter ending to rupees 1,470 crores by September 23, an increase of 164 crores. Generally, in the construction industry, the collections are lower in the first 6 months. As a result, the debt increases in the 6 months of every year. But the quantum of increase in Q2 is much lower than the normal increase happened in the last couple of years. The mobilization advance is decreased in the second quarter from 3,320 crores to 3,224 crores, a decline of 90 crores. Coming to investment, there is no change in the investments in the either half year or in the second quarter. So now I request the AM Panel Services to continue further on the phone call. Here we have my colleagues, Mr. Sanjay Posarla, and Mr. Neera Sharma, and Mr. Srinivas Rao, and we will answer the questions.
Yeah, thank you. Malcolm, you can open for Q&A.
Sure. Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, sir. And first, congratulations on great set of numbers, particularly on the execution and the order info front, sir. So I understand we are not giving any guidance or upgrading the guidance on the execution, but roughly trying to, on the directionally front, trying to understand that normally the second half is relatively much better on the execution front versus the first half. So last year also was the case. So broadly looking at the current run rate, 36% kind of a top line growth that we have seen in this first half, is it fair to assume that we should be having at least 30% plus kind of a growth this year, and the way the order inflow is there, definitely you can update how much more are we expecting the order inflow. So considering that even the next year also one can see a 20% plus kind of a revenue growth. So that's a directionally is I am correct.
Yes. Shall I answer your question?
Yes, sir.
Yes. So as far as guidance is concerned, what we given the 20% growth on the top line, and the first 6 months our achievement to is almost or close to that one is what our guidance we have given. And going forward in the next 6 months, as you observed earlier, the percentage of execution generally good in the second half than the first half. But here, because of certain nature of projects, the execution increase happened in the second quarter of as well. So earlier, the type of increase not there in the second quarter. but in this year, in the second quarter, more internal because of the various projects, big size of projects are in the reaching the good position to execute. And in the second half, as you said, that there is a good amount of order book and order value is increasing, but the whatever orders we received in the first half year or in the fourth quarter of the previous year, their big size orders are there, like this Malad project, now tunneling project, and this smart meter projects. But these projects require certain pre-execution proceedings, including the finance closure. So generally take some time to really turn out the report. And in financial 24-25, good visibility is there to report to good turnout from these projects. And in the second half, generally basing on the first half year performance, we believe that and definitely some execution would be good. And thereby I mentioned in my remarks that management is confident to achieve the 20% guidance. So thereafter there may be some increase would be there, but we are not going to increase or change any guidance at this moment.
Okay, got it. And then in terms of the margin level, so if we adjust the claim, so full 1H is 10.3% kind of a EBITDA margin. So that is that number is sustainable, and previously we were talking in terms of the further debt reduction also. So from here on, so Sembcorp obviously if we fight, and so we will get the cash flow maybe at later stage, but broadly considering whatever we have, so how much more we can see the debt reduction and accordingly the finance cost reduction?
Yes, now margins are concerned. The company philosophy is, since there is a competition in the market, now we at the gross profit margin level, there is a compromise is there, we are bidding the projects. But at the bottom level, from a better level onwards, improvement is looking by the management by reporting, by increasing the top line. There is a philosophy in such way we are moving. So now, In the second half, the whatever normal margins, now the first half, second quarter got impacted because of this one time in the transactions. But second and third quarter remains as we reported in the first quarter. So in normal course, excluding those transactions for the year as a whole, we expect an EBITDA. Then we given guidance as 10%, but it may go 10.1 to 10.2%. So there would be the growth over the previous year in the EBITDA percentage. And similarly in the net profit, also increase would be there. We reported last year 4.2% and current year there is a chance of reporting 4.5 plus at net profit level.
Sir, I was asking in terms of the order inflow. So further, how much have we are looking at to get the more orders? So how much we are planning to bid by March end to get? At this time, yes, sir.
So now we already secured 20,000 crores orders as against 26,000 crores mandate guidance we have given. So now we confident that we definitely achieve the 26,000 crores order book basing on the present flow of orders. And there is some chance to exceed that one. So it may go another 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 plus of the existing what the guidance we have given.
Got it. And lastly, on the data points, sir. So you have mentioned the mobilization advance. If you can repeat the retention money and unbilled revenue number, and the investment is, I hope the subsidiary and JV loans and investment is the amount the same 1230 crore which was there in the previous quarter.
Oh, you are not giving chance to the others. Total questions appears that you are asking. Shall I? JM Financials, Mr. Ashish Shah, Just you tell me whether to proceed further to answer.
Mr. Shavacha, sorry to interrupt you. Sir, we have other participants waiting for questions. I would request you, if you have a follow-up question, to rejoin the queue.
Yeah, this was the data points of it can help everybody. So.
Sure. If you have a follow-up question, Mr. Shravansha, you can go ahead and follow up with the queue back again. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay, we will answer in the last question, Mr. Shravansha.
Sure. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and thanks for the opportunity. My question is on the, sir, in the slide number 22, you are saying that there is need to enter into new verticals to grow at 20%. Does it mean that expecting a slower growth in the existing verticals in the near term, and hence there is a need to enter into a new segment? And if you can help us with the new segment which you are trying to enter into.
Mr. Mohit Kumar, good morning. This is Neeraj.
Yes, sir.
I hope I am audible, right?
Yes, sir, you are audible.
Okay. Mr. Mohit, the fact of the matter is, it is not that we do not see a lot of visibility in the existing verticals. The infrastructure market in India is evolving at a very fast pace. For example, if you talk about the tunnel projects, it was not an active market about a decade back. So smart meter, I'm just giving you an example to answer your question in totality. We are always looking at what are the new, avenues for growth, what are the new projects which are coming up for bidding. And accordingly, we try to, have the competence, the qualification, and then decide to, bid for the projects. So the pipeline of the project continues to be very healthy in the existing vertical as well as the new ones. But we are not going whole hog. We are a bit selective in these new verticals. As we have already shared with you, we have just started with a big tunnel project in the city of Mumbai. We have taken 3 smart meter projects. So this is what we intend to do. So as and when the new opportunities come in the newer verticals, we will try to see what kind of projects are those, what is the competence required to do that, what kind of investment, if any, is required, what kind of, competence is required in terms of people skill. Then we decide to bid for those projects.
So my second question is smart meter opportunity, right? We haven't done, I think, electrical or smart metering ever in our history. So do you think that how will you go on bringing those competencies and building those capabilities so that we execute at reasonable profit margin, especially the orders? Yeah.
See, this is Mr. Mohit, I agree with you that this is a new market. But, this is an emerging area really, and we have done a lot of distribution projects. This is a kind of project, that we are doing in the Jal Jeevan Mission. What the Jal Jeevan Mission essentially is all about? It is about giving the retail tap connection to the households. In the smart meters, we are trying to do the same thing. What is required to be done here is to provide these smart meter connections to all the households. So, and we have done a lot of distribution projects and we know the clients. In fact, we have been active in this vertical. We have been working with this, State Electricity Board for about 2 decades now. And all these projects are promoted by them. So we understand this space and we believe we have what it takes to succeed in this space.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to 2 per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, we would request you to rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of Nikhil Abhyankar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So my question is regarding we will be entering into the election season in the next 6 months. So do you see that any order finalization will be hit, say, after Jan-Feb? So whatever the orders come in, which should happen till December, Jan.
Yeah, you have asked a very good question. You know, we are, you know, entering into this very exciting festival of elections, you know, the state elections followed by central elections. But we already have the buffers in place, you know, as my colleague Mr. Raju has already shared with you. We are already sitting at the highest order book in our history. That is about 61,797 crores, so close to 62,000 crores. So even if, though I do not agree with this view that, you know, after the elections are announced, there won't be any project, but even if, theoretically, let us say that the proposition that you are trying to make is correct, in that eventuality also, we have sufficient orders, you know, on our books to continue to execute till the new pipeline of projects are, you know, announced and awarded.
Right, sir. Understood. And sir, also, what is the status for TAKA arbitration? And what is the total claims for that arbitration?
Now, the TAKA, some of the certain developments are there. Now, already we explained about the legal status earlier. But in this quarter, there are some amicable settlement proceedings are going on. So there are good chances to get resolved through mutual discussions and other things. That process almost of 70 to 70% is over, and we expect some amicable settlement between the two parties. So as a result, the pending legal proceedings and other things gets closed. So there won't be any, we are not expecting any big amount or provision we made in the books of accounts to happen.
Okay, so how much are the provisions?
Nikhil, I'm sorry to interrupt you. There are other participants in the queue. Please limit your questions. If you have a follow-up question, we would request you to rejoin the queue, please.
Okay.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all the participants in the conference, please limit your questions to two per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, we would request you to rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of Deepak Poddar from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, yes, sir.
Thank you very much, sir, for this opportunity. Sir, just a clarification first up. I mean, you mentioned PAT margin of 5% plus in this year, right? That's what you mentioned to one of the participants earlier?
No, 4.5 plus.
Okay, fair enough. And I think our adjusted EBITDA margin in this quarter was around 10.8%, right? So ideally, I mean, second half is generally much better than your first half, I think. So ideally, this EBITDA margin of 10.1 to 10.2% isn't that on the conservative side, I mean?
For the year as a whole, you're asking?
Yes, yes. That's what you mentioned, right? 10.1 to 10.2% EBITDA margin.
It depends upon the mix of several divisions we have, several net supports are there. It depends upon the mix. Yeah, generally, the band of 0 to 0.5% in between, it will vary. So we confident to at least before 10.2% level per the year as a whole.
Okay. And I understood. And my second question is on your debt outlook.
Yes.
I think we have seen increase in debt, and I think we had earlier guided that FY24 end debt on a YOY basis from FY23 base, it would be lower by about 100 to 200 crores. So where do we stand in that front? And how do we see the interest cost? Because our interest cost is has always been on the increasing trend. So some understanding on interest and debt would be helpful. Yeah.
Now, as far as interest cost is concerned, there are two parts. So one is the interest on mobilization advance, another one is interest on our loans. As far as the loans are concerned, there is no any good increase in terms of interest. Because mobilization advance is increasing, and mobilization advance also, the mix of the advances, one is interest-bearing advances, other one is non-interest-bearing advances. Mm-hmm. When that mix moves, that is where more interest-bearing advances are there, then naturally the interest cost goes. But always we should see with reference to the top line. If you see with reference to top line, there is a decline in the interest cost from the previous year and any year. There is a decline, continuous decline is happening in terms of percentage. And when the company grows about 30%, 40%, naturally the debt also supposed to grow. But somehow the debt is under control. So in this year, since the more orders have come and big orders have come, where the electrometer, smart meter projects is a different type of semi-annuity or hybrid nature of annuity project, that one, it requires the initial investment by the company. Only the payment will come over a period of 10 years from those projects. As a result, some part of investment or infusion of the capital into the three projects is required. As a result, going forward, there would be some increase in the debt level increases, but it is in correspondence to the growth in the top line. In terms of turnover, the interest cost, we expect a decline, but not in the absolute terms. So as far as the third quarter or so, in the third quarter, we are not anticipating any big increase in debt, but fourth quarter and thereafter in FY 25, the debt increase may be there.
So what is the debt level we are targeting?
Mr. Deepak, I'm sorry to interrupt.
So it's a follow-up only. I mean, it's just okay. A clarification. So what's the debt level we are targeting FY 24 end?
24, the debt level, around 1,500 or 600, another 200-300 from this level.
1,500 to 1,600 crores
yes.
FY24 end.
Yes.
Okay. That's it from my side. Thank you so much. All the very best.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Deepika Bhandari from Philip Capital. Go ahead.
Good morning. Hello, sir. Thank you for taking my question. Just two questions from my end. That in the first half, we have taken significant amount of orders. So do we see our capex to increase next year than the usual range?
Yes, capex basing on the present to nature of projects, we are not forcing any significant increase in the capex. In the next year, we require to buy the tunneling machines and how we
in SPVs.
In SPVs, the tunneling project we require to buy that again in the special purpose vehicle. So how that company structure, whether the company borrows on its own and buys the equipment. And so when the equipment on consolidation, that part again comes into the balance sheet like that. Some naturally it is a capital intensive project, thereby some capex would be there. For electro smart meter projects, we are not expecting any capex, significant capex for those projects. So there may not be big increase unless we get any road projects or mining projects. When we get mining projects, a significant increase would be there in the capex. It depends upon the nature of projects. So as on date, water projects are secured, and we are not going any significant increase in the gap. It would be in the normal level of 300 crores or so.
Okay, sir. And my next question is, sir, because we have won recently so many orders, which might be on the mobilization stage. So this 31st September, what percentage of order book was not contributing into our revenue? If you can just give us a rough percentage.
Roughly about 25%.
Roughly 40 new orders. If you consider the 20,000 crores what we secured in the current year, out of which 70 to 80% of the orders won't participate in the current year order book, current year turnover. 15 to 20% to orders participate in the second half.
that means 15,000 to 16,000 crores of the total order book is not contributing in the was not contributing as on September into our revenue.
Correct.
Okay.
But there will be some contribution in the second half.
Yes, sir. We, okay.
Right.
Yeah. That's it from my side. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prem Khurana from Anand Rathi Shares. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question, sir, and congratulations, very strong execution during the quarter. So, sir, my question was to understand our thought process, the way we are thinking about the business now. So, as I see, when I look at some of these orders that we've been able to manage in the recent past, like the tunneling project, which is very large for us, and even the advanced metering systems, seems as if you're willing to commit your balance sheet now, right? Because with tunneling project, I mean, you would need to kind of go and buy it. Even I understand it could be at SPV level as well, but either you're willing to take more debt or you would be required to kind of infuse some money to kind of buy TBM. And even with advanced metering system, I mean, there will be some equity infusion from your side. So does that mean I'm open to kind of commit our balance sheet to kind of get some more orders wherein you feel, I mean, this money would be able to generate you lucrative returns?
Okay.
To what extent would you be willing to kind of take more such projects wherein you'd be required to kind of commit your balance sheet?
As far as these projects execution are concerned, there are two parts. One is tunneling project you asked. The other one is the smart meters project. As far as smart meter projects are concerned, already my colleague Neera Sharma explained, though they are big in size, we have the earlier experience in the same segment, that is electrical distribution works. This is nothing but, again, the type of nature, but the payment terms, a type of annuity, and it is a big size order, number of electrometers, smart meters to erect in various places, like water, Jal Jeevan water products, how we are doing retail connection to each and house. Like that, each and house, we have to erect the new meters. And the additional thing is the software system, supporting software system to link each and everyone to the central process. So that is there. So as far as these process concerned, management at this moment do not facing. And the team is now they build up to take up, to execute these projects. And though it is a big project, some problems would be there, it is a new, but it is a manageable level at this moment, management is there. As far as tunneling project is concerned, definitely it is a new vertical, and earlier we don't have experience in the tunneling, but we have experience in the road. Only one tunneling, operation of the tunneling is the one new item. So we, thereby we, and secure this project, the joint venture of Jay Kumar, where they have the experience of execution of this type of projects earlier. So we jointly will execute this project. So thereby we don't foresee any big problems. Some certain challenges would be there, but it is manageable with the help of the other partner. Any other?
No, so basically, sir, I mean, I think I couldn't convey what I want to understand. So I want to understand, in these sort of projects, right, you would need to infuse some equity in the SPVs.
Yes.
So is internally, I mean, is there any change in the thought process wherein you are willing to invest money in some of these asset ownership businesses? So let's say, I mean, in advanced metering, you would have to put in money. Tomorrow you could go and bid for road hybrids wherein you would be required to put in money. And to what extent would you be willing to commit your balance sheet towards such projects wherein you would be required to stay back with these projects for some time?
Okay. Now, these SPVs, we created separate SPVs. These SPVs on SPV level are making a finance model whereby to mobilize the funds partly through the debt and partly by equity. So when our share of equity is required, about for all the products put together at this moment, we expect about ₹400 to 500 crores equity infusion would be there. That is over a period of 2 years or so. In a year, about 200 to 50 crores equity NCC needs to invest. To that extent, our balance sheet gets adjusted, gets affected.
Sure. And just one bookkeeping, could you please give me the breakup of the order backlog in terms of how much is out of the 61,800 crore, how much is for the standalone entity and how much would be with the subsidiaries, I mean like of MDO and advanced metering system, which would not reflect in the standalone operations? And possibly you can share that breakup, please.
Now, from the SPVs, these two SPVs, secured the, you know, ultra-smart meters. Out of three, one is directly received by the NCC, no SPV is required, and NCC execute their project. That is 2,400 crores or so. And other two projects, which appear in the, first of all, which appear in the SP books of accounts. Now we are structuring that SPV again award that EPC content to the NCC. So whatever EPC contract to be done in the first 2-3 years to complete the project, to that extent they give to the NCC, that value is about 3,660 crores. That appears in the NCCL books of accounts. And some part appear in the SPV. That SPV part is about 927 crores. Again, totally the subsidiary companies, the order book as on this date, basing on the structure, stands at 7,732 crores and NCC stands at 54,000 crores. Together, 61,786 crores. And further, another point to be noted here is the wind-up part of these three electro smart meters project, totaling to rupees 2,690 crores, is kept aside out of the order book. This we consider into the order book only when the wind-up period starts, that is roughly in the fourth year of the project starting. Clarified?
Sure, sir. I have few more, but I'll come back in the queue. Thank you, and all the very best for future.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parvez Ghazi from Nuvama Group. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my question and congrats for great order intake. So two questions from my side. One, if you could provide us what is the total exposure to subsidiaries, JVs, etc. that we have. And second, what is the status of payment on the Andhra project, considering the state is also going to go to elections soon? Thank you.
Exposure to the subsidiary companies.
Andhra exposure.
You are asking about to Andhra projects. As far as Andhra projects exposure is concerned, there are two parts. One is the capital city projects and another one is other than the capital city projects. So in the capital city projects, the exposure in terms of fund based and non-fund based. As far as bank guarantees are concerned, there is a significant decline happened from the level of 300 to 200. Now it comes to nearly 120 crores. One hundred comes to be this. 120 crores. And as far as capital city exposure, at the beginning of the year we have 157 crores. Now it has come down to 147 crores. For the running projects, there may not be any big change in the running projects. Whatever we have, every month we put the bills, and every month the bills we are getting, whatever outstanding is there as of 31st March 23, the same level is there now. And as far as further exposure is concerned, we are not taking any new orders from AP state. And also, the execution of the projects, whatever projects are there, wherever fund allocation is there, only we are doing such projects to bring down or to control the exposure till the fund position of the government improves. Any further clarification you need?
No, sir, just the exposure to subsidiary.
Subsidiaries, okay. As for subsidiaries, there is no change in the first 6 months period. In the first 6 months period, the investments lying 875 crores at the beginning of the year, the same level also there. Same level also there as of September 23.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ash Shah from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Can you provide the standalone and subsidiary order book for Q2 FY23 outstanding one?
Now, the order book as of 30 September 23 for standalone stands at 54,000 and subsidiary companies 7,700. Totaling to 61,796 crores.
I was asking for Q2 FY23, that is 30th September 2022.
In comparison.
You are asking about previous year, right? 22. Give us a moment, please.
Now we have about 7,700 crores in subsidiary companies at this moment. Corresponding to the same September 22, that would be around 3,500 crores or so.
Also, second question would be, could you throw some light on the pipeline that we are seeing right now? If you could quantify it sector-wise or the overall pipeline or something like that, if possible.
We continue to see very healthy pipeline of projects coming up for bidding. For example, in our biggest division, buildings and housing, the transportation, we get to see a lot of elevated corridors, lot of bridges kind of, structure. The same way the Jal Jeevan Mission, the water supply, rural as well as bulk water supply projects continues to be a very interesting space, and we continue to see lot of opportunities, lot of bids coming up. Same is true for the electrical division. When we speak about the smart meter projects or the distribution side, we continue to see lot of, healthy projects, but it is not really helpful to put a number. Why? Because, these projects may not get decided in next 6 months or 12 months, And infrastructure projects takes a lot of time to develop, to get permissions, to get the funding, to get all the permissions in one place, and then they are bid out. So even if, let us say that number is X, that number X may not get decided in next 6 months or 12 months. So that is the reason, we do not really wish to share that number, because that is not something that gives you a meaningful information to estimate our performance, for the next few years.
Okay. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Company. Go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. You can hear me?
Yes, sir.
Firstly, sir, due to paucity of time, we are having only two questions. So, Neeraj, what is the best way to get in touch with you post the call? You also elaborate on that. And secondly, sir, on the MDO business, I think so some mine development SPV we have done earlier, that was about to yield results now. So, what is the update on the same?
Surely. Firstly, I will answer your first question first. You please note down my number and email. If you are ready, then we will talk about the MDO project so that, you can reach out.
Yes, sir, please.
Otherwise, in the presentation and on the website, the email IDs and numbers are already given. So you please note down my number 9003.
Yes, sir.
26123. 9003 26123.
Thank you, sir.
To connect with you. Now your next question was about this MDO project, this mine development project, right?
Yes, sir, yes.
So this is about MDO project. So now the MDO project, basically it is given for 30 years time span, and we started the project. At the beginning, the client able to provide the land and other facilities to some extent. As a result, the mine plan approval is taken for a period of 5 years and in place of 30 years. So the 5 years period is almost over, and for the balance 25 years, whatever format is required, that is procuring forest land, procuring stage 2 clearance and R&R, this revised mining plan for 25 years, revised mining lease for balance this coal extraction. All these things for the last 1.5 years are there. Now they were completed, and the WPDs of the client, it is the obligation of the WPD sales to procure all these things. Now the client completed those formalities and handed over the forest land, and we started working in the front pre-cutting and then starting mine other side, and the shifting of villages and settlement of their R&R issues, all are in progress. And as a result, the mine is, the extraction of all burden and coal is continuing. So last year we achieved the final milestone of achievement of rated capacity of 15 million tons per year that we have achieved. So as on this date, whatever obligations are there or milestones are there for the MDO, it is in place, within the time are in place. Similarly, the WPDs are also, they are also putting a lot of efforts. Whatever hurdles come, whatever facilities required, that they are also cooperating and they are providing. As a result, we are able to report good amount of turnover on quarter and quarter. So for the current year, we given target about 1,500 crores or so, and that we are confident to achieve 1,500 crores turnover. And for the first half year, the company reported turnover of 804 crores. So about transportation, 100 is there transportation from mine, Pickmouth mine to the railway siding. That is 55 kilometers distance. And as per the original contract document, the WPDCL agreed to provide the railway siding up to the pit mouth in a period of 5 years. But there is no good progress as far as railway siding is concerned. Still, the transportation is going by the trucks of this distance of 25 kilometers. Now, we and WPDCL as a alternative plan till the railway siding comes into the place, worked out various options and identified another two routes to reach the railway siding, another two railway siding stations identified, and the second one already we started transporting this one, more than 50% now we are transporting through the second road, and also identified another road now, and that strengthening of third route is going on. And once this comes into operation, to some extent to the density in the transportation of the roads comes down. But this is one problem at this moment, transportation of the coal. But of course, this is an obligation of the WPDCF to provide the facility. But as far as MDO is concerned, it is performing whatever it requires to do. So at this moment, we can say that project is going well.
It's a very small point I joined late. So depending upon the scalability of execution, the last H2, my last year H2 and this year H2, what kind of growth are we looking in terms of the execution getting scaled up?
Last year H2, there are some, we accounted certain pending bills in the both the quarter. They kept pending the escalation bills. Dispute is there with the WPDCL. Earlier, they have not raised the escalation. There is a dispute between the two parties, and the dispute is resolved. and finally agreed by the client, and they certified the bills in the fourth quarter. As a result, 250 crores or so happened in the previous year. The same 250 crores will not come in this year. So as a result, we stand at 1500 crores to 1600 crores, and in second half also 800 crores plus about 850 or 900 crores the turnover may stand.
No, sir, I was looking at company as a whole. Last year we clocked, yes, sir, it was my second question only. If I would just complete it.
Company as a whole,
you are. Company as a whole, sir, we did top line on consolidated closer to 6,700 for H1 and ended the year around 15,500. So how should this H2 look in terms of a comparison with last year? That was my question, and all the best to the team and should be public, sir.
As comparing to the last half year, this is a concern. Compare last year consol about 7,000, roughly 6,700 crores top line we reported, and on that one 20% growth would be there. 8,200,
8,300. Okay, so H2 will be lower than H1, sir, in that case?
No. Yes.
H1 we have done 9,100.
Yes.
So if we are looking for 8,200 for H2, that means sequentially it will be lower?
Not good, no.
It is.
It's not low, sir. Hmm?
So it is not low. It's we expect.
It will be more or less in the same range. Maybe it's 9,150 in the first half, and it may lead to 9,300
and 9,000. No, last time, 7,000 crores or so we given the top line for second half, and this 20% comes to about 8,500 or so. So another 600 crores is different there. So we at the same level would be there. 9,100.
I would try to answer your question a little differently. We have already given a guidance for 20% growth, and we continue to stick to that target. So, you know, we will, hopefully surpass that number.
Right.
Thank you. I hope that has answered your question.
Yes, it is answered. Thank you.
As there are no further questions from the participant, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ashish Shah from JM Financial for the closing comments. Please go ahead, sir.
On behalf of JM Financial, I'd like to thank everybody for participating in this call. Also, we thank you to the management for allowing us to host the call. Sir, any closing remarks from your side that you'd like to make?
Closing remarks.
Okay. Now... Yeah. I thank you very much, the JM Finance Services for organizing the call, and I thank you all the participants, and I also thank for the questions what you asked by you, and we hope that we clarified all the questions, and whatever questions we have not answered, and if any further clarification required, you may please contact our strategic group plan head, Mr. Neera Sharma. His phone numbers are available in the investors presentation. Thank you all.
Thank you very much. On behalf of JM Financial, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ashish.
Thank you. Thanks, Mr. Ashish.